The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi guys, I'm Tal Weissman from Ascot Royals, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chickie with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Formed in Canada, Toronto's rock quintet Ascot Royals are comprised of two British-born brothers, Jimmy and Ben Chobo, Israeli-born Tal Weissman, and Canadian-born Sam Stark and Scott Page, will be the special guest at the ticketed event of the 6th Annual Georgian Triangle Music Festival on June the 30th at the Beacon. This cultural mosaic band and shared devotion to music gives the Ascot Royals their standalone sound. This year's debut single, The Best Is Yet to Come, entered the top 25 at Canadian Rock Music, offers a message of not giving up in times of struggle and finding a light at the end of the tunnel. The band has toured Canada's East Coast, in Los Angeles, and at music festivals in Toronto. Recently toured with Our Lady Peace and Matthew Good, where a new music video was released on May the 17th, titled Evil I Know. Ascot Royals are scheduled to perform at TIFF's Festival Street on September the 18th. Joining me via FaceTime is guitarist Tal Weissman. This marks Tal's first time to Wasaga Beach, and we look forward to welcoming him and his band to our beautiful town. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Toronto-based rock quintet Ascot Royals will be performing at the 6th Annual Georgian Triangle Music Festival on June the 30th at the Beacon. Joining me via FaceTime is guitarist Tal Weissman. Welcome to Beach Corner.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
So, is this your first time performing in Wasaga Beach?
I'll do you one better. It's my first time ever visiting Wasaga Beach. Personally, I've been to Canada for 8 years. I've heard many, many great things about Wasaga Beach, but did not have the chance. I've seen the whole country. We've toured all of Canada, and Wasaga Beach is just not a place I got to yet, and I'm quite ashamed to admit it, but but at the same time, I'm really excited to see it for the first time.
So. Well, we welcome you to Wasaga Beach. It's the longest freshwater beach in the world. Now, you said you're in Canada for 8 years. Where are you from originally?
So, I'm originally from Israel, which kind of ties into our whole band concept, which is Ben, our keyboard player, and Jimmy, our singer. They're brothers, and they moved to Canada, I think, about 12, 14 years ago from England. So, we've got two Brits, two Canadians, and one Israeli. So, you know, we call ourselves the ultimate Canadian band. We're kind of an immigrant slash local melting pot, you know, world cultures that meet together and share their love for music. And somehow we're this weird multicultural family that works.
A cultural mosaic. There you go.
Will. Right? Yeah.
There you go. So how did you connect with Ascot Royals?
So Jimmy and Ben connected when Jimmy was born. So there's that. And then Sam, Jimmy, and I went to Metalworks Institute in our dreams of becoming, rock producers. I ended up sort of, achieving that. Jimmy and Sam, let's just say they met me in the process.
Okay.
That's the good part they get out of it. But no, it was a really, really cool experience. And they had just lost their guitar player, personnel changes. It's just what happens. Before they lost their guitar player, they lost their drummer.
Oh.
Same deal, people grow up, want jobs, whatever, and then Sam joined the band. And then same thing happened with the guitar player. I joined the band, and it was kind of a very, very, natural click. It just felt good. And yeah, we just continued from there on, and then Scott, our bass player, joined, I think, about maybe a year and a half to 2 years later when we parted ways with our old bass player. And it's been pretty much that solid kind of lineup since 2013, I'm going to say, give or take.
Okay. And describe your music for our audience.
We'd like to call it epic alternative. You know, so it's rock music, but we believe in very, very big, epic, and hopefully meaningful choruses. And, the influences are varied, but we all grew up listening to rock music, and we try to, people always ask, what are some of your influences? So some of the names that keep coming up are bands like AWOL Nation and bands like Biffy Clyro from Scotland and, Kasabian. But then the two Brits in the band are big Oasis and Queen fans, and then the two Canucks in the band are huge pop punk guys. So it's kind of like, it's rock, but it's a friendly, big, fun sounding rock.
And your debut single, The Best Is Yet to Come, which entered in the top 25 at the Canadian Rock Radio, offers a message of not giving up in times of struggle. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're not special in the sense that we came from different struggles in life. That particular song came in a time where we were all struggling as a band because, a year before that, we had all of our gear stolen and things were just kind of going downhill for us, and we weren't really feeling like we got handed with the best deck of cards. But then everything kind of just turned around. We won this competition and got flown out to L.A. to play the Fonda Theater, and got free guitars and got all this stuff. And then we got signed to Slate Music and then started working with Sony Music. And it all happened really quickly. And we just kind of, that was a sign of a change for the good. So I think that's one aspect of it. And the other one is that, as our backgrounds, as an Israeli, had to go through the experience of the military, and Jimmy and Ben have dealt with family loss and things along those lines, and similar things with Sam and Scott, where we all just had kind of our issues to deal with, and we thought that we kind of wanted a song that was just that simple kick of positivity, and it was what the doctor ordered at the time, and we felt great about it, and it did wonders for us. It really, really helped our career, and yep.
Excellent. And recently you launched a new music video on May the 17th, Evil I Know, where you toured with Our Lady Peace and Matthew Good. So first of all, how was the tour with these two bands?
It's really hard to describe. It's kind of like a dream come true. Specifically, Scott, our bass player, for him, Our Lady Peace was one of his favorite bands growing up. So to get that email saying like, oh, here are some tour dates all over Canada, and guess who the headliner is? So, I just saw his eyes light up, and it was for sure a special moment just finding that out. But the tour itself was incredible. They were extremely, extremely nice to us. Their audience was extremely receptive, and even talking to these people and watching them play every night and learning from them and, sharing secrets and tricks and everything. There's no price tag on that. So we feel like the luckiest band in the world to have done that, and we'd do it any time again.
Very cool. So tell us about your new music video, Evil I Know, which received rave reviews on your Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. So basically, our biggest forte as a band seems to be our live shows. So the more lifestyle content we put out, people seem to connect with it. And it's not coincidental. I mean, it is what we love doing the most. I feel like we write songs just so we can play them live and just so we can go on tour and have, basically more reasons to play live. So Evil I Know was a song that wasn't actually from the most positive point of view. It was actually a song about, you and I, before the interview, kind of talked about how people can get very, very opinionated and very quickly and almost to like a negative degree these days. And we felt like there's just a certain level of outrage and a line drawn in the sand between opinions where we felt like it's just wrong. And we just kind of want to incite a conversation. We want people to get back to the sanity as opposed to retreat to the evil they know. It's like, oh, this is the team that I'm with, and this is the the political or religious or social, you know, agenda that I'm familiar with, that I'm comfortable with, and I'm just going to stick to that. So that's, we kind of tried to give a message of like, hey man, just let's talk. Let's stop being crazy.
Well, on that note, can you please introduce one of your songs?
Well, I'd love to introduce Evil I Know, which is, as I said, our current single. And it's just about what I talked about, so please enjoy it.
So joining me via FaceTime is Tal Weisman from Ascot Royals. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
People are crazy these days, drawing lines in the sand, something I don't understand. Overconfident in their ways, screaming when there's nothing to say. Shake my head, you take my hand, we disconnect, then we're singing. My image in the true light, guilty on the inside, counting on the evil I know. A game, wonder what they're all hiding. And if you don't like what I say, you can turn around, walk away. Shake your head, take my hand, disconnect till we're singing. Nothing's ever wrong if we never face it. Nothing ever hurts when we numb the pain. We can drown it out with a levee breaking. Start all over again. My image in the true light.
Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest Tal Weisman. So Tal, who had the most influence on your music?
Honestly, I think, not to sound corny, but I think our lives, really. That's the biggest element. Our friendship as people has been a big element of how we wrote music, because, or how we still write music, because, you know, we spend a lot of time together on the road and, you know, rehearsing, recording, doing all that stuff. And, you know, we're not just musicians, we're also people, and we have experiences and we talk about them and, you know, we make them our music. So that's, I think, the biggest influence. But, you know, we all grew up, as I said, in different cultures. So I sometimes go back to the first things I've listened to, which were, you know, my first couple of records were things like Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton, because I was trying to play guitar and my dad said, well, this is who you should learn from. And then, you know, so I sometimes go back to just those old classics. And then, you know, I'm sure the other guys, I don't want to speak for them because they all have their own kind of backgrounds. But, we have a very, very eclectic line of influences due to our differences as people, but it's always been sort of that narrative of just rock and roll music, and we're not too negative people, but at the same time, we try to keep a little bit of depth in what we do, both lyrically and musically. So I think those are the guidelines for what we do, basically.
Okay. Now, you mentioned earlier how you toured throughout Canada East Coast and performed in Los Angeles and all these festivals around Toronto. Do you feel you need to adjust your shows for some of these venues?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're playing a big festival, so for example, you know, last year we played this big festival in Burlington called Sound of Music, which is a fantastic festival, and this was the first year we've played the main stage, which is a huge honor. And you know, it was after we that year we toured with Big Rec for more than 2 months, you know, all over Canada, which was also just, you know, just a blast. But in the Big Rec tour, it was like a half hour set, whereas, you know, the festival set I think was 45 minutes, and you have a bigger stage and you have more room, so all of a sudden you can adjust your movement, you can adjust your presence. It keeps things fresh, because you don't necessarily repeat the same set, you don't necessarily start with the same things, and you don't also talk to the same people, because there's a certain demographic that goes to this kind of show versus a demographic that shows up at a festival, which is basically everybody. So, you know, this is where Jimmy's our lead singer, this is where his job is the hardest, but that's what makes him the wizard that he is, that he just reads the crowd and just knows, you know, knows who to talk to and knows how to communicate with them, and he's fantastic at it. And it's not like he's, I mean, not to diminish what he does, but he really is just himself, and he just tries to come off as sincere and loving as possible, which is what he is.
Mm-hmm. So you're scheduled to be part of the TIFF Street Festival on September the 18th. Mm-hmm. So what are you looking forward to?
I'm not sure. It's always... every festival is like... the way I see it, I try not to think about it too much, because that's kind of how I avoid stress and getting nervous. I just like to be dropped in, show up, and just say, where are we playing today? What's going on there? How many people? Okay, let's go. You know, so I try not to think about these things, but you know, I'll tell you the day that I'm there.
I love it. So what's been the greatest benefit to making a living in music?
Well, I will say that I will be honest, we're not like 100% making music, like making our entire living off of music. We all sort of still have like secondary jobs and things like that, but even just the ability to have a band that's fully operational on its own dime, and is able to go on tour 3 times a year, sometimes having to go on planes, having to rent, you know, all kinds of gear. I mean, you know, this year we played a show in Newfoundland that cost us 4 times what we made that show. But it was just, the experience was incredible. And we know we've gained some new fans. We've gained an experience that we can, you know, take with us for the rest of our lives. And the benefit really is, I tell people every day, I get to play to thousands of people every year for quite a few times a year in the best places, and I meet the best people, and I get to see, you know, the prettiest locations ever imaginable in Canada. Show me a better life.
It doesn't get any better than that. So what do you see as your greatest strength?
Our greatest strength? You know, we've had people tell us that our personalities are our greatest assets. So I feel like that's not something you want to hear in a beauty pageant. And sometimes, you know, the music industry can be a bit of a beauty pageant, because it's all song-based. But, you know, we're kind of band that the process means as much to us as the result. And we just like enjoying it, and we like the people that we meet along the way, and we remember them, and we keep relationships, and, you know, we get invited to all these places that we play in without even, you know, without even realizing that people remember us. We will come back to city, we'll come back to, I don't know, Halifax or Moncton or you know, somewhere out west, and somebody who's seen us years before would be like, hey, I remember you from years ago. Do you want to come stay at my place and, you know, have a cool little fun night? I'm like, yeah. Like the love that people show you, I think, you know, we're able to harness that and just have a good time with it. I think that's our biggest asset.
And what can we anticipate at the Georgian Triangle Music Festival on June 30th at the Beacon?
Well, we've been working on some new music, so there's definitely going to be some new songs. We've actually had some cool couple of new covers, very, very surprising ones that we've been working on. And, you know, it's hard for me to tell you what to expect because I don't know what's going to happen. And I kind of like it that way. So, you know,
the
I guess
mystery,
we'll both find out.
The mystery.
But it's going to be a very energetic, very fun, and somewhat loud show. So.
Very good. And where can we find more information?
So I think if you Google Ascot Royals, you'll find all our links. You are asking the one thing of me that I do not know. That's everybody else in the band knows all of our URLs.
Well, I know you're on Facebook. Just Google Ascot Royals.
Instagram. Exactly. If you type in Ascot Royals anywhere, you'll either see photos of a lot of people with weird hats from the Royal Ascot event in England, or you'll see our band. So those are your two options.
Well, thank you, Tal, for being my guest, and look forward to seeing you at the 6th Annual Georgian Triangle Music Festival, scheduled for June the 30th at the Beacon.
Absolutely. Can't wait. But thanks for having me.
You are most welcome. We're delighted to have you on the show. But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
Yes. The last song that will be played by us is called New Skin. It's a song about just struggling with life, with the normal day-to-day, and kind of realizing that your own life and your own pursuits are worth chasing. And, you know, we're just saying, hey, don't give up, you know, go do your thing. It's worth it. So hopefully you take something out of that song and enjoy it.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
Morning grinds is a daily fall. It's a hard life, but worth fighting for. The sunshine ain't gonna change our track. Where we're heading, no turning back. I know you never chose for this. Somewhere it all went amiss. We'll take it all now in a stride. Make your way. It's a hard life, but worth fighting for. Sunshine ain't gonna change our track. Where we're heading, no looking back. Stick out your chest to wave your hands. Talk to someone else, we'll carry on. Stick out your chest to wave your hands. Talk to someone else.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Tal Weisman for being my guest and look forward to seeing Ascot Royals at the 6th Annual Georgian Triangle Music Festival on Saturday, June the 30th at the ticketed event at the Beacon. Tickets are $10 and available online at georgiantrianglemusicfest.com. At Wasaga Variety, located at 85 Main Street in Wasaga Beach, or at the door at the Beacon. For more information on Ascot Royals, visit ascotroyals.com or their Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Diana Chickie. Beach Corner is broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and now available at Wasaga Beach TV. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.